already. Coming up to seated position again. So you may like to sit back towards the back of your mat so you can see me, but also make sure you have enough space next to your neighbour, because we're going to practice some eye exercises. So you're going to be moving the thumbs out in a moment to your peripheral vision. And we have a block as well, so we're going to sit down for a little while. So if you want to pop a block underneath your bottom to lift your hips higher than your knees, just grab that now. Otherwise you can sit cross-legged, and then we're going to sit into Dandasana with our legs straight. Okay, so I'm just going to show you now the Hatha Yoga eye exercises. These are designed to strengthen your eye, to also relieve stress and tension of the eye. And some people have irregular eye patterns, such as blinking incorrectly. So we will do some blinking as well. But essentially, all of these exercises help to moisten the eyes and just make them healthier, because if you're looking at screens all day or staring when you're driving, you can cause dryness to the eyes and damage. Okay. The first one is palming, so just sit nice and straight. Place your hands together and you're going to cause friction between the hands and just rub them as fast as you can. Start to generate some heat. And then, when you generate enough heat, place the palms gently over the eyelids, and you can close the eyes here and just feel the heat being transmitted from your hands to your eyes. And when you feel the heat disappear, and you might feel it disappear quite quickly because it's cold, just rubbing them again. And again, place them palms over the eyes. Just gentle softness in the eyes as this heat is transferred. And one more time. And it can warm you up as well if you're vigorously working the hands. Just holding for a few moments longer. And then release your arms down. Okay. So that exercise is said to activate the aqueous humor, the liquid in your eyes. So if you do get dry eyes, if you wear contact lenses and your eyes are getting tired, that's a really good one to use. Next one is blinking. Okay, we're just going to blink very quickly for 10 blinks, and then we're going to close the eyes for 6 breaths. I'm going to do that 3 times. But when you're ready, just look ahead and just a strong blink 10 times. Make it nice and deliberate. Try and be symmetrical with the blinking. And after 10 blinks, you can just close your eyes for a moment and breathe. After your 6 breaths, take another 10 quick blinks, both eyes working equally. Again, you can rest for 6 breaths. And one final round when you're ready. Completed those and the 6 breaths, you can open your eyes and look at me, and I know you're all finished. Okay. The next position is Dandasana with the legs. Sitting up nice and straight. We're working into sideways vision now. So bring your thumbs ahead of you, so you're almost thumbing for lift, making a fist and the thumb sticking up. Then bring your right thumb to the right side, but keep your head forwards and just notice with your right eye when the thumb reaches your peripheral vision, so you can just about see it. And then when you've established the position of that right thumb, and just make sure you're not looking, it's quite tempting to move the head, then move your left thumb out to the left edge of your peripheral vision. So without moving your head, which is tricky because we generally turn the head to look, we're going to be focusing first on the left thumb, now on the third eye, now on the right thumb, back to the third eye, back to the left thumb. So just repeat that pattern. Taking maybe a breath in each position. Now if it does become uncomfortable, please close your eyes. And when you next reach for your left thumb, lower your arms, return your gaze forwards. You may want to just return to cross-legged if you're uncomfortable, or shake out your legs. Okay, the next exercise is forwards and sideways vision. So just extend your left thumb straight ahead of you, right in front of your face, and again the right thumb goes out to the edge of your peripheral vision. This time we're going to look to the left thumb, then to the right thumb. To the left thumb and then the right thumb, keeping the spine straight and the head still. Just looking to left thumb and the right thumb. And look at your right thumb and draw the thumbs together, and look at the right thumb as you bring your left hand and thumb away from you so it's in your left peripheral vision. Wonderful. Here we take the vision to the thumb, the right thumb, then the left thumb, the right thumb, and the left thumb. Just keep moving the breath freely through the nose as you change the focus here. And then once you reach the left thumb, draw the thumbs together. Release your arms, just close your eyes. Take a few breaths here, softening into the eyes. If you need to, please roll your shoulders. You may like to shake out your legs again. Okay, we're going to work now on upwards and downwards vision. So you're going to place both fists on the thighs, thumbs are pointing up again. Okay. Just start with a lovely straight spine. Take your gaze to your right thumb. Raise your right thumb as high as you can without moving your head. Keep following it. And then lower it down. Breathe in to lift the left thumb now. And exhale it down. So just alternating right thumb, left thumb, drawing it nice and high on the in-breath, lowering it on the out-breath. And then when you finish left side, as we started on the right, just release your arms, maybe crossing legs again, and just closing the eyes for a moment. Okay, so there are a few more eye exercises, including rotational movement, also near and far, which is where you look out of the window at a far distant object, preferably on the horizon, and then you look back into the room. There's one more we'll try here now, and that is nose tip gazing. So we're going to just bring the right thumb right ahead of the nose and the face, nice straight arm. You're going to follow your right thumb as you bend your elbow and tap the tip of your nose. Hold there for 2 breaths. And on your next in-breath, extend your arm ahead of you again, just following that. So going a little bit cross-eyed. So tapping the nose. Touching here. Opening again after 2 breaths. And we'll just do 3 more of those. Third tap and holding for 2 breaths, extend your arm and release it.
Lovely.
Just close your eyes again. Now those exercises can be taken in isolation and they do suggest that you finish in a shavasana.